Instead, Jobs liked to be shown physical objects that he could feel, inspect, and fondle. So Fidel brought three different models to the conference room. Rubenstein had coached him on how to reveal them sequentially so that his preferred choice would be the pièce de résistance. They hid the mock-up of that option under a wooden bowl at the center of the table. Fidel began his show-and-tell by taking the various parts they were using out of a box and spreading them on the table. There were the 1.8-inch drive, LCD screen, boards, and batteries, all labeled with their cost and weight. As he displayed them, they discussed how the prices or sizes might come down over the next year or so. Some of the pieces could be put together like Lego blocks to show the options. Then Fidel began unveiling his models, which were made of styrofoam with fishing leads inserted to give them the proper weight. The first had a slot for a removable memory card for music. Jobs dismissed it as complicated. The second had a dynamic RAM memory, which was cheap but would lose all of the songs if the battery ran out. Jobs was not pleased. Next, Fidel put a few of the pieces together to show what a device with the 1.8-inch hard drive would be like. Jobs seemed intrigued. The show climaxed with Fidel lifting the bowl and revealing a fully assembled model of that alternative. "I was hoping to be able to play more with the Lego parts, but Steve settled right on the hard drive option just the way we had modeled it," Fidel recalled. He was rather stunned by the process. "I was used to being at Philips, where decisions like this would take meeting after meeting with a lot of PowerPoint presentations and going back for more study."